Tonight we are talking about Maggie and Jackson. Meredith has a new enemy, and we're adding a new segment to the show tonight. All that is coming up and more. Don't go anywhere.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
We're getting down to the studio tonight, you guys.
Doesn't this song make you feel like a boss? Like you just walk into the room and own it?
I feel like the Olivia Pope.
Yes.
Thank you guys for joining us tonight. Yes, for another episode of the Grey's Anatomy After Show. We are your hosts. I'm Elle Marie. On my left is Tori. We have Krista and Timothy Michael.
What's up, everybody?
Hey. Oh my gosh.
OMG moments tonight.
I just want to let you guys all know that this show has me sweating right now.
Yep.
Like,
it's a little cold in LA right now, but it's hot.
I don't want to say too much. I don't want to take it too far.
No, we won't, but it was hot.
That moment was a highlight. If you guys, you watched the episodes, you know we're talking about that lovely Jackson. But like I said earlier in the open, we have a new segment we're going to add on to the show a little bit later. We also have some news to talk to you guys about with some Grey's Anatomy characters. But before we get into all that, let's just go into the episode. What were some of the top things that grabbed your attention with this episode?
I'm going to say annoyance. I was annoyed at a lot of the relationships
this episode. Interesting.
Yes.
There was a lot of sex going on.
There was.
Which a lot of it was annoying because there was relationships I didn't want to happen.
Yes.
But there was also ones that, you know, I could get with now that I wasn't sure I could last week. Mm-hmm. But.
Okay. All right. I agree with both of them. There was a lot of sex, a lot of relationships. I might have called him out last week, just saying.
Okay, go ahead and tune
in. I was annoyed as well, but only with one character.
Oh, okay.
Can you guess who that was?
Luca.
Actually, no.
I was just projecting my own
Auntie
feelings
Marie?
Then.
No, not Auntie Marie either. Kapner.
Oh.
I just, towards the end, I was like, okay, this is not you. Hmm. Like, we get it. You're bitter. Boo-hoo.
Oh, okay. Damn, Tori. Tori's got a lot of feelings about this.
Just fired, right?
Like, we're over you.
Yeah. Okay.
But, okay, I'm just so eager to talk about Jackson, but I won't go right into that. We'll kind of start a little bit lighter with some other things. I know, listen.
We're preoccupied.
Really, like, I can't even concentrate. Like, I was watching that and him talking to her in that nice, subtle, like...
We've watched it twice.
We watched it twice. Never rewind it.
Oh, my gosh. Like, I'm, like...
We're that thirsty, you guys.
His stance, that scene is just, like... Right here in my head, like I see him right
now. It's his voice.
Like, yeah, I was gonna say it's the voice. It's home.
I wouldn't be thinking about Italian for the rest of the week.
I think it's just his smoothness.
It's everything.
It's in the voice too. So
I don't know. Oh, stop it, Marie. Oh, stop it. You're getting me all hot and bothered over here.
He's
already.
The whole package.
He's everything.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
He had to fix an ear. We can start with that.
Yeah.
Poor April.
That was
She's going through some things.
Yes.
And this didn't help. This is the situation with the ear. So the young lady, Sarah, comes in. She's the rugby manager on the team. She wants to play, but she has a heart condition. And the guys are in the ER as well. They're throwing around a ball. April's like, stop. Stop.
Like now.
Now.
Which makes sense.
Of course.
Totally. Right. Totally. You guys are grown. Come on
Thank
out.
You.
You're in a hospital.
Wait. Okay. In their defense, they are not grown.
They're in college.
They're 18.
They're in
but
college.
In boys' terms, but that's like 12.
Thank you. Thank you.
But at
thank
the same
you.
Time, you know not
right.
to.
You do.
I got your point. Yeah.
Throw balls around when somebody's like, there are sick people all around you.
That's
like,
true.
Yeah.
Come on.
True. And something can happen like it did. He threw the ball one more time and it ping-ponged off everything. And
It really did.
And boom, and then April accidentally cuts off the girl's ear.
Oh.
And then DeLuca trips over.
Yes. I was already grossed out enough when she was trying to like do the bleed thing. Yeah. Yeah. That was gross. But now when she sliced off the ear, I was like, what's happening? And that's just step one of my annoyance of the episode tonight. This is going to be the several steps of Tim's annoyance of this episode. So no, overall, the episode was good.
Yeah.
Just like these little things that annoyed me. These grown-ass men just throwing around a ball, causing things. And then not only that, but we'll talk about it. But then they were kind of unapologetic about it.
Right.
And then wanted to continue to do stupid throughout the entire episode. And I'm like, did you not learn from what just happened? Annoyed. Right.
Yeah.
Annoyed. And also, for me, it was also like, you didn't really listen to the woman. Then when the man came
they're scared
down, right?
I wasn't even going there, but that's another deep level of my.
And that's International Women's Day.
International Women's Day.
But okay, I totally agree. However, Owen did kind of like, you know, he laid pushed down the hammer. Right. I mean, honestly, do you think if he would have been like, "Hey, stop," but they would have stopped?
No.
So
he had to kick some butt,
right? Exactly. Yeah. So I do get your point, though.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. I want to see what everybody else in the live chat has to say about that. If Anthony, our wonderful engineer, can pull that up. Because I want to see your thoughts on this episode, you guys.
You got it.
Thank you.
But I think that whole situation sent April. So last week, I think I was kind of saying like, well, maybe she isn't spiraling and maybe like she's okay. But then they ended the episode with her on top of the bar with the interns. And then now like this happens and then Owen has to send her home because legal matters get involved.
Did we agree with that? I have to ask you guys this.
With her getting sent home?
Yes.
I mean, maybe not, but it's probably protocol because, I mean, that could be at the time it did seem like her fault, even though it wasn't. But she cut the ear.
No, but the whole point was that she didn't report it.
Oh, yeah,
that's why. She didn't report it.
But
there was no incident report until like it had been heard through the grapevine and got to weather.
That's why she was suspended.
Right, but I just like look at it and I go, it's an ER. There are things that are happening. Like she can't just stop. Yeah. She's running the ER. She runs the ER.
Like send an intern or something, I guess.
Yes, I guess she could have sent an intern, but at the same time, she's got a lot going on. Yeah, and she just cut somebody's ear off. Like she's got things preoccupied. Doing an incident report and paperwork is not at the forefront of your mind.
Not to mention, she might be a little foggy from the booze the night before, you know?
You know, coming to work hungover seems to be her thing.
Yeah.
You know, but I think at the end of the day, we forget that it's still a business. Like, yeah, you're saving lives, but there's protocol.
It always freaks me out when they go into that weird kind of gray area, pun intended, with the whole legal matters for Grey's Anatomy, because we look at it as a hospital, and obviously a lot of things, it's TV, a lot of things, things that happen in this hospital on TV aren't what really goes down, except for when you get into the legal matters. People try to sue hospitals all the time for malpractice or some stupid thing that happened or some little incident, because they're just trying to get money. Right. So once they go into like the money and financial aspects of Grey's Anatomy, that's kind of what it makes me nervous. Because remember when Grace Sloan was, like, broke? Mm-hmm. Well, no, it started off as Seattle Grace was broke, and then they had to buy it out.
The doctors and that's eventually how own it.
So when they talk about financials and suing things, I thought they were going to drag it out a little bit more in this episode. Yeah. I'm glad they didn't, but it always makes me nervous.
Yeah. Especially with Sarah's father being a malpractice lawyer.
That just,
like karma.
Like, yeah.
So, but, it worked itself out.
It did.
Yeah. That was pretty
good. I liked Sarah, though. I enjoyed her as a character.
Yeah, me too.
I liked that they kind of deviated from, oh, no, you don't just have an ear thing, but you also have a heart thing to get Maggie involved.
Yeah. Right.
And I liked that Maggie was like, oh, I can fix you. Mm-hmm. And that kind of like not only put a patch on like her heart, but put a patch on this whole like malpractice
thing. Yes. Yeah.
Because it's like, oh wait, you could actually fix my daughter in the end. Maybe I won't sue you. Right. Oh, thanks, Dad.
Literally, that's what made her put her foot down. I think, Dad, we're not going to sue because we can fix my heart.
Yeah.
She could really live her life the way she wanted to.
Play some rugby.
Were we surprised that they didn't get into like hardcore cases in this episode? Like there was Chris with the leg and Sarah with the ear, but there weren't any like life threatening or any other like cases like that.
Too much going on with relationships.
Like personal lives. There was a lot going on.
There was a lot of drama there.
Yeah.
And I want to touch on Kimmy real quick just for a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I hope she pulls through. They have her on here. Yeah.
She grows on you.
Yeah. She does.
So I hope this works out for the best. But poor thing. So she's nauseous now. So she's dealing with all that. I guess they're starting the chemo, I guess. And so that's one of the side effects. And she's like, she's not eating. The medicine isn't working. And even before they said it, I was like, marijuana. Because... But it's known help. I really was, because it's known to help those things like nausea and to build up your appetite. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times, a lot of people may use it for recreational use, but it really can be used for, you know, medical purposes. Yeah,
I didn't think that they could use it in such a young patient, because she's only 12. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't aware that, I mean, but, and then, I mean, obviously no marijuana, it's Los Angeles, everybody. It's California, it's way weird. There are certain aspects of, you know, THC.
THC.
Thank you. I mean, I know a little bit about it. Yeah.
No comment.
So there are things out there that give you like the benefits of it without actually getting you high. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I feel like there's a preconceived notion of marijuana just being like this gateway drug to other drugs and just having like a bad rap. But at the end of the day, it does more good than it does harm.
Mm-hmm. Especially in like this situation. But it makes sense why when we talk about the grandma's reaction is what it is. Yeah. Because wow, what a family history.
Right. But I think that was cool that, like, well, not cool, but interesting in the fact that, like, Karev had those same issues. I think that completely changed the grandmother's perspective on, like, not him just, like, you know, trying to keep this patient in so he can get money, but, like, he cares for Kimmy a lot. And I think for the first time, she really saw that.
I just love Karev so much. I feel like his character development over the seasons, he's just grown so much. And I just love his interactions with the patients. And I feel like his past with drugs and, like, his family, it always comes up somehow when he's dealing with these kind of cases. And I love to see how it, like, unfolds. It's one of my favorite things about him.
Here's who I'm missing. Parker, I don't want to say intern, the person that he's working with on this case, the transgender guy. They like touched on that, but they haven't really brought that back. And I thought that they were going to give us a little bit more to his character because he was working so close with Karev, but they haven't touched back on it.
Maybe in a couple weeks.
Maybe, because I would like more backstory on him than Sam and DeLuca. We'll talk about that.
Just another step to my noise, which we'll get to.
The chat is, did you just read Joe March's comment?
No, what did he say?
I miss kick butt peds guru Karev.
I agree. Yeah. I felt like when he was like doing the work for like the African children and he was like all passionate about that, that's when he was at his best. But I feel like this whole him being so consumed with one case of Kimmy, I'm like, there are other kids out there, can we move on?
Right. But I think that just goes his passion though, I feel like, and then just his growth, you know, like Karev went from wanting to save everybody to, like, okay, you know, like, we do need to focus on this one and see if we can save this one. And then if we can, great. If we can't, okay, move on to the next one. I think he's still, like, trying to figure out, you know, how to balance his emotions with his job.
Yeah. Which is funny because that was Izzy and him in the beginning. Yeah. And he'd be like, Izzy, you need to stop putting your emotions in these cases. And now he's like kind of half Izzy.
But it's funny because it's with kids, though, with him. Like, kids, it's a harder line to draw.
Which I'd be the same way. You do you, Karev.
Right. Yeah.
Aww. We're all like, children. Sick children.
We're like a freaking, what is that hospital that always comes out with the infomercial?
St. Jude's.
We're like a St. Jude's infomercial over here, you guys.
A penny a day.
Simone said, this made me want a baby, Alex and Joe. Like, Simone, do you want Alex and Joe to have a baby?
You know what? They'd make pretty great parents, so I'm with... I don't know. They're too busy, maybe.
They are too young,
and I think Karev's just always got other stuff going on, but, like, in perspective, if... Like, they weren't doctors. I could see them together.
Like, I thought she was admiring.
She was.
He was playing checkers with Kimmy.
I feel like she always does. Like, that's her thing.
Karev has a lot of growing up to do. His temper is just too out of control to have a child. And B. Joe, it's too young. She's too young. She just literally got out of an abusive relationship.
Her ex-husband just died.
Like, we got too much going on.
I think they're both just getting to a point where their issues are surfacing. Like, they're at the forefront. So now they're dealing with it. So you kind of can't move past and go to the next step until you actually fully deal with whatever it is. So now Karev is pulling back. He's trying to do better with his anger. And now Joe has, you know, is done with the whole husband situation. And so, but now you have to kind of heal from that.
Of course.
And then you can kind of,
If you rush it, it's only going to end badly.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But I'm interested to see where the relationship goes.
Maybe season 17, you know?
Season, 18. Oh, I like your, I love your hope for season 17 for this
show. I mean, at this rate, it's possible.
Oh, it's going to go there. It's going to get there.
I want to talk about Mare.
Oh.
You guys, I was like.
Who else was confused? At first.
I was confused.
Not at all. I knew that it was going to have a relationship to Alice, because obviously this was an older woman that we were talking about. Was I surprised that it was somebody that Meredith knew? Mm-hmm. Yes. Did I love the fact that they always bring back Alice in some kind of way?
Do you mean Alice?
Alice, not Alice.
Like Alice.
I don't know why I call her Alice. Alice.
She's been gone a while.
I love that they always call, I always love that they call back to her in some kind of way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I was not expecting her to basically take advantage of Meredith.
I like that was saw not... it. Yeah, at the especially at the end before Weber came out and was like, "Hey, is she like over it?" Mm-hmm. I had a feeling. I'm like, the fact that she wants to go home and sleep on it.
Yeah,
I'm like, she's up to something.
Yeah.
And it was something. Oh, when she said, and Timothy and I looked at each other when Maria said it was all too wonderful, and it seemed like something weird to say.
Like, basically, she just gave you a new idea and you're going to go run with it. Auntie Marie.
Which, if that happens, would really suck.
Right. And I'm sure that's what she's thinking.
But how does that look on your end that you stole somebody's idea who's a Harper Avery winner?
Well, who knows besides Meredith and Joe?
Yeah,
and the intern.
Just them. Yeah.
And even but besides that, like, Meredith can't admit that she started it because she was using the polymer without permission.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to play devil's advocate for a second. But what does that look like on Meredith's part? Like, her immediate thought was to go back and look at those journals. But how long have you been looking at those journals? Like, you didn't
notice,
that in the
I think
the
it's
journals?
One of those things, like, with grief, too. Like, when she was looking at it afterwards, you see what you want to see.
Yes.
So you probably skim over a lot of
the...
Yeah.
But yeah, she's read them a lot.
Especially somebody
Yang would have known.
Right?
She would have known. But I'm glad that you brought that up, because you see what you want to see. And the last time she saw this woman was on her 8th birthday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think, and like you said, she got these journals once Alice
she
died.
She was looking about stuff regarding her, no one else.
I get that. That's a good point.
And then it probably didn't even cross her mind, like, because she didn't, I mean, the last name didn't ring a bell.
Exactly.
Because
that's
what made me kind of get in this mind of, like, confusion, like, okay, but
since she
the last name never rung a bell to you to say, oh, I wonder if this
maybe,
is not a common, last name, and it's in medicine. So to me, I'm just thinking, like, if you did know this person.
That's true. Maybe since she was, like, so young, and they make it a point for her to be like, Auntie Marie. So
that's
probably
just
all she wanted.
Yeah. It's been years, like 30 years since she's seen her.
So 30 years, but her mother was, like, you either loved her or you hate her. Mm-hmm. And I feel like as the other person, you knew which side of the spectrum you were on when it came to her.
Yes.
So I feel like, I don't know, in my opinion... Mm-hmm. She should have known, like, my mother didn't like you.
Yeah.
My mother did like you.
But I guess it was like how Weber said, I guess they fell out after a certain point of time. And maybe she, mentioning that she was so young, probably didn't notice that or pick up.
Meredith's mom didn't talk to her much.
Yeah,
so.
That too. But I am, go ahead.
Sorry, I love Julia.
Yes.
Goji, I think, in the chat. Sorry if I butchered that name. She said, I wish Richard has seen this woman earlier so he could have warned her. I love how Grey's Anatomy always does this. Like, hospital's so big that you don't see somebody until it's way too late. And you're
Or, like, they'll introduce a doctor 1 week and you'll be like, you've been here this whole time.
Where'd you come from? Right, like the doctor.
Like the
Kate,
doctor today. Kate, I'm like, how long have you been here?
Right? You're running up the C-section rate.
Yeah.
Where'd you come from?
Right. Yeah, I'm excited to see where they go with this Dr. Marie Cerrone lady, because I was hoping that she would be like kind of like a mom figure to Meredith, almost.
Yes.
Since she really was never that close to Alice. Mm-hmm. But then I don't know where it's going to go.
No, now I'm actually upset because of the,
I'm upset too.
The facade she put on. You know, like, I'm so excited. Oh, your mother would have been so proud, so proud. Now I'm ready to, like, slap her.
I'm pissed.
Because
true.
But I just think that's totally out of order. You know what I mean? Like, you just sit there with this. You're just being so fake in front of her.
Yeah.
Knowing that you're just playing this part because you want to see what she does have now. Because you at this point now we realize she probably had no intention on releasing the patent to her.
Right.
But just wanted to see what she had.
Of course.
You're going to play nice until then. And you know, in some certain situations, that's okay. But when you were close to her, you know, as a child and she looked up to you, that's wrong to me.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm upset about that.
I agree.
I think that it's unfair because... I don't know how it is in the real medical world, how if doctors like underhand each other all the time, but it's different when you know this person, and yeah. it's different when you know this person since she was like little. Mm-hmm. Like the beef that you had with her mother has nothing to do with her.
Yeah. Right.
So why bring it in?
That's yeah. why I want to know what this beef is, because it must have
it has to be
bad.
Yeah. Like she slept like, with her husband because you know Alice was. Oh. Popular for yeah. that. Sorry, you guys.
Like, no, in the previews, yes, and the previews for next week kind of make it look. Was she like there might be more than one, like secret relationship? I didn't know about. Did you keep that? Catch that in the preview?
Weber going yeah.
So like, Alice might have been busy.
Oh, you know, men are. Oh, he would be so.
And you know,
upset.
Alice loves those ethnic men. So if it was a Spanish man, just saying, you guys, come on.
Is on it.
Okay. Maybe that's her sister and not her aunt.
Oh, oh my god. Okay, okay. Moving on. Come on.
It's not against the realm of possibility in this show.
Baggy and frickin' Jackson.
Well, we're talking about relationships and acting, oh so gosh. Let's get into all this sex. Krista.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
You let's get into like, this sex, Krista.
Well, that was your highlight of the show.
Okay. Well, let's do it. We got,
it's your favorite part.
There was a lot going on. But we had, like, Owen. Hello.
Yeah.
Owen.
Amelia.
Elevator and Amelia. Scene. Yeah. Well, it started with the elevator scene, and I was like, these two are not going to go down this road again.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the episode, they went down that road again.
I mean, I thought it was pretty obvious that it was going to happen when Amelia was watching him put those football players in
there. I like
their
a strong, or a man with authority. Is right. That what the old said?
And she's like, yeah. Me too.
Right? But like I said, no, for me, it started in the elevator because they were so close.
Yes.
And I feel, it probably didn't happen, but in my mind, I feel like Amelia did, like, one of those while she was standing in the elevator.
She just backed up.
She probably
backed
did. Up.
This is not helping.
That's when April pipes up and she's like, yo, I'm here.
This is not a healthy working environment.
Because
whatever
I feel like, usually when you're that packed in the elevator, you're not that talkative.
Yeah.
You're not that open.
P.S. Mm-hmm. Are there stairs in this damn hospital?
No!
We're not all obese, you guys. We can't take the stairs.
You know, there
aren't
is.
Doctors supposed to promote healthy
Didn't
activity?
Meredith fall down the stairs once?
Yeah. Everybody's
I was going to say that. The stairs are only used to fall down or for
and
people to make
secrets.
Out.
Yeah. Yeah. The elevator is only made for people to get shot in and for people to make out.
Or do other things.
But but then it was like really on when she, like you said.
Oh, at the end.
Yes.
I just don't like them together. I just don't like Owen and Amelia together. I don't like the fact that they broke up nicely. They had a mutual breakup.
They did.
And then now you're kind of like flirting with this kind of disaster in a way. Well, but sex always complicates things.
I know, but in this case, if they're just going to, you know, have a little fun, then like have a little fun.
What,
but I don't want it to complicate things.
What are you going
to
say?
You got that too?
Okay. You got some strong feelings.
Amelia's personality, because she is an addict.
Yes.
And because it is like, okay, yes, you haven't had sex in a while, but do you really need it that bad? So since she can't...
She's an addict.
She can't stop herself from
she's
doing
right.
the things
no,
that she really
point.
Wants to do.
Yeah.
So she's like, she needs that sex. Right. So when Owen was telling her, like, you know, I never told you I was grateful for you and things like that, and I thought she was going to be subtle about it, like... try to ease in there. She's like, you grateful enough to give me sex? I was like, whoa.
It's just forced. It's forced and it's uncomfortable. And Nevermore667 in the chat agrees with me. She says, I hate the Owen and Amelia relationship. And I think
Which
that's the
agreed,
consensus
but...
of mostly everybody. I want to know what happened with Karina and Owen.
That
like they were like sleeping together and then they just stopped and now Karina's back with Arizona. I understand that, but it wasn't addressed. Like there's no awkward like moment like, hey, we sleep together but not anymore. Like that was probably just sex between them. I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But I still want to see what happened with that. Did I like them together either? No. Karina needs to be with Arizona, but I want to know, I want a little bit more closure to that relationship.
Yeah.
Or
I feel
sexual relationship.
I think she just
was.
Decided she'd rather be with girls for the time being.
I'm all about her being with Arizona. She is so hot to me.
Yeah, they're funny
her.
Together. They can do their thing.
Yeah.
I was going to say, what was I going to say? Mm-hmm. Owen, like, I guess it was in the elevator when, wasn't it, Amelia was like, are you having sex? And he was like,
oh, yeah.
And I was like, well, who are you having sex with?
Karina.
Yeah.
Well, they were.
Yeah,
they
but stopped. In between, right. Where are you finding right. the time?
Right, 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 right.
Or the people.
Some intern.
Like, no one on this show has had sex with a random person, like, or that's outside of the hospital.
That's very
besides
true.
Besides this Priya girl.
But, yeah. And Maggie.
Oh, yeah. I guess they do have lives outside of the hospital.
Yeah. Let's get to Maggie.
I'm kind of glad you brought that up, because I want to talk about that, because that opening shot of the entire episode was Maggie waking up with Clyde. And I was like, thank God it's not Jackson. I thought... But they were going to open up with Jackson, and then they were going to, like, rewind and be like, 3 days earlier. And I'd be like, oh, no, you already lost me when you opened up with them together in the bed. It's so weird.
Yeah. No, that whole, that I did not see coming.
Yeah.
That whole.
The end of that, yeah.
Okay, can we talk about the game night first?
Yeah, I was like, let's build up to that.
Yeah.
Because that game night was literally the most... And I love me a game night, mm-hmm. but that was the most awkward game night from hell that I've ever
seen. So you're saying you wouldn't want to be at that game night?
I would love to be at that game night.
We're going to be flies on the wall.
Popcorn! Like, this is so good.
That
April was her best April. Yeah. I mean, she was annoying.
She was annoying.
She was hysterical.
She lost me there, but I was like... So bitter. Like, literally, that's the only word that kept popping into my head. She is bitter right now.
I'm going to disagree with you. I was a little confused when she kept being such a, like, harping on the rules. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, wait, what just happened? Like, of course, like, she just literally got benched and suspended off of kind of a technicality. Like, because if people aren't following the rules, you were following the rules, but somebody else wasn't, and you got benched for it. So then I was like, it all fell into place for me then.
Yeah.
So her behavior wasn't annoying to me. I can understand her frustration. Mm-hmm. I was like, you're sexually frustrated, and A, not only do you have your ex there who is bringing a new girl, but you obviously can feel that he has something.
Maggie. Right.
Mm-hmm. So there's all of that. He doesn't want you anymore. Then added on top of that, you have this whole thing with the ER and being suspended because of somebody else's mistake. Like, I understand April's frustration. I'm all for it.
And her frustration was, like, building up.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't just occur this episode. Exactly. She's been...
And if you look at, like, past April, this is how she reacts when stuff like this goes wrong. Mm-hmm. And you got to think she's struggling with her Christianity right now.
Yeah.
She's, like, sleeping around on marriage again. So she's... freaking out. So I think it's just April is spiraling again.
Yeah, she's losing it at this point.
Game night pushed her over the edge because she's competitive and people weren't following the rules.
That's true. I will say, that is so true.
I
get like that sometimes, too.
I would have been April. That's to that extent, that. Though.
See, I mean, I was looking at it and I was like, I don't get like that with game night. I'm like, oh whatever. We're just going to have fun. But at the same time, I don't know. You know April. April's very like, she's like OCD like by the book. So it doesn't surprise me that she
remember her chart?
Her chart, yes. Yes. I want to revert to Simon Umba in the chat before it goes too far up. He says, I know Jackson and Maggie, and this pretty much sums it perfectly. I know Jackson and Maggie aren't related by a technicality, but it still feels weird for them to be together. That's everybody's feeling.
Right.
It's weird.
Right.
I don't know why the show is pushing it.
I don't know.
Maybe they want to make us feel uncomfortable.
Maybe. Because I was going to say that last scene, I was almost here for it. But now that I'm out of it and I'm
always
like back
here
to reality.
For him.
Right.
Jackson,
I'm back to reality.
I'm here for you.
It's like, okay, no, I still don't like him and Maggie together. But they almost had me.
That's because you put Jackson in front of anyone and I'll have it. Like, no. You know what I mean? You can't say no to Jackson.
Okay, Well, different topic for a different day. But I was going to say that, now you just totally took that away from me.
What?
Joe likes Jackson.
I, like, literally lost my train of thought because she did not like the fact that I said not Jackson every single day.
Maybe you were going to bring it back to what I was going to bring it back to, which was the whole, like, Clive kind of being a sleazeball.
No, but we can talk about that.
We can talk about that because I need to talk about that.
But Joe March said they like Jackson and Maggie.
Thank you, Joe. That's what I was trying to get back to.
You like that? You like them together.
Yeah, okay.
You like them together.
Yes.
Tori, look at me. You like Jackson and Maggie together.
I like Jackson and Maggie together.
Why?
Is that clear?
I need you to make that absolutely clear to me because you and I are going to have some words.
I told you that this was going to happen.
Yes, you did. You called it.
I didn't say it was going to last. I didn't say that it was right. But do I like them together? Absolutely. You cannot deny their chemistry. That they've had for actually a long time, if you've asked me.
No.
Okay. See, no. You didn't need to take it there.
Sorry, I'm like J girlfriend.
You did not need to take it there. No, yeah, like
kind of team J.
It is sibling chemistry, though. I am completely okay. agree with Krista.
Like, I mean, in the,
but not.
Because I feel like they try to force it. Like the scene where they were in surgery together.
The scene where they were in the helicopter like, together. Yeah. The scene, all of their scenes are forced.
Okay, because okay.
No, I can't argue with
your opinion. I mean,
you like them together. I do. I'm sorry to jump down your throat about
no,
this.
No, I'm just, but they, no, they, you're right, though. Place. They are.
Same place. Same place. Okay. Keep it together.
They are, well, I don't think they're forced, but they are awkward because I feel like in the back of their minds, they're like, I like you, but our parents are together.
You know what? Not to interrupt that, but what you said last week, like, say how you were like, you know what? It just needs to happen because they keep ending up in the situation. Mm-hmm. So you're right. It needs to happen and we need to see where it goes.
It's kind of like what Amelia was saying about DeLuca
not
and
that I'm
Sam.
Happy about it, right. But you're right. They keep ending up together.
Well, right. I don't agree.
I'm glad me and Twitter agree with that.
Yeah, I'm not here for DeLuca. Yeah.
Apples and oranges. Mm-hmm. Just saying.
But I'm just saying, I'm comparing.
At least Sam and and freaking DeLuca aren't kind of related legally.
True. But like Amelia was saying, though, like this tension is here. We can feel it. So do something about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I agree. It's what she said last week. It just needs to happen.
I feel like I can't voice like what I'm really trying to say. You're getting my like words in my head
He's
all twisted
really,
up
I'm sorry.
Because
I'm sorry.
I'm like all for this, but then you know you bring up the sibling thing and Tori, do you really feel that way? I'm just like, I don't know what I feel anymore.
Tori, you know we love you.
You know what? This topic's gonna be tabled, I think.
Let's move on to my third step of annoyance, which we touched on, which was Sam and DeLuca. That if we're gonna talk about a forced relationship, if we're gonna talk about a relationship that is not even relevant to any kind of storyline on Grey's Anatomy, that is the relationship that I want to talk about.
They don't even want to be together.
Wait, Tori. I'm sorry. Did anyone catch their conversation when she went to go check up on him? When she said, I love you, did he respond with oh?
Yes. Because she said, I love you too. But he didn't even say, I love you.
Yeah. He just said it was always more than sex for me.
And my response would have been oh too.
Yeah. I was like, well, first of all, uh-oh.
Yeah. I think he was just trying to clear the air with them.
But Amelia put that thought in her head when she went and asked.
Tom put that thought in her head. I feel like Tom was the one who, like, made her, like, go.
Thought in her head, but Amelia made her address it.
Yeah. There you go. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah. I feel like they both had a foot in this
But
damn.
If someone ever responded to I love you to me with, oh, I'd be like, okay, bye.
Right?
Like, she sits there. I was like,
she sits there cuddling in the bed. No, ma'am.
Yes.
Like, you walk away.
Here's my thing with with that whole relationship. I feel like Sam was introduced so suddenly.
Yeah.
We didn't have any, like, backstory on her. And then there was, like, this really, I don't want to say violent, but this really, like, nasty kind of chemistry between the two of them where we're automatically like, oh, something bad must have happened. And now we're sitting there like, okay, well, what happened?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, at least give us some kind of backstory before you go into, like, they literally had this whole, no, we don't want to be together. We don't want to be together. Oh, now we are together without us even knowing, like, where do we even get started?
Right.
Like, I'm so confused.
They're trying to make this great love story, and, like, we don't know anything about
that's
them.
That's true. And maybe we'd feel differently if we did have a little background story, but we don't, so.
Yeah. I don't know. So they're annoying. I have no words for them.
Let's move on.
I don't care about either one of these characters. Lindsay,
exactly.
Waste of time.
Lindsay Jean.
Agreed, Lindsay.
We all agree. I'm glad we're all in agreement on that.
On that one, at least.
All right, moving on.
Was anybody expecting Cloud to be married?
No!
I wasn't! And then I got a text and I said, you had the nerve to accuse Maggie in the morning. But are you married? Only a woman that...
Oh, my gosh.
Do you remember that?
I missed that.
That's projection.
That's
projection. Oh, my gosh.
He projected his own things onto Maggie.
Remember, he was like, how is a single woman living in a house like this all by herself? You sure you're not married?
What? Oh, he tried it. He tried it.
He was going to be like, me too.
I hate you. He's going to be like, me too?
She said yes. Could you imagine?
That's an ugly laugh. Like,
oh my gosh.
Okay.
Sorry. Oh god. Get all red.
The veins coming through. I wasn't expecting that. I wasn't expecting that. So that, like I said, now that we're out of the episode a little bit, I'm back to not liking Jackson and Maggie.
Yeah.
But
yes.
that made me kind of fall for it because here comes Jackson
to the rescue,
kind of saving
right?
the day.
Yes.
Yeah, yes.
Right.
And being so, you know, I broke up with Priya. I'm surprised that. She was real. You know what
right.
I mean? Yeah.
Yes.
That. Okay, surprised with that, but you know, and kind of like. You deserve better type of thing, you know, yeah. even with, you mm-hmm. know, saying that without saying it.
Yeah.
And just really, like, I'm into you. Like, things are complicated, but I wouldn't, you know what I mean?
Yeah. yeah.
Kind of really,
I'm,
you know,
I'm
purposely
sorry.
Hurt you.
I'm totally here for that. The door was open and he walked right through it.
He walked
That's,
right
yeah.
it.
I agree with you. Like, I completely agree with you on that front. I do think that he saw an opportunity. And in that moment, it didn't, it's weird because in that moment, it didn't feel forced.
Mm-hmm.
It actually
it
felt natural. And if it wasn't Maggie, I would be all for it. But it's Maggie and it's just weird to me. And what? Oh, wait, Krista, go ahead, shout it out.
I'm sorry. Maggie has more in common with Meredith now. LOL. They both slept with married men.
Oh, that's
I'm
a
sorry.
Burn.
Yeah. But it made me giggle a little
Baby
bit because Kagome it's
is 16. That's wow.
Well, at least Meredith married her.
Yikes.
Oh my gosh. Okay, since we're talking about that, can yes. we go back to Clive for a second? Because Daphne walked in and she said that she was tracking him on her phone.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like Snapchat.
Like, come
on.
Like, how, like, that's all it was? Like, he was just
too easy.
Yeah,
too
way,
easy.
Way too easy.
Is I don't think it was too easy. Point? I think that if she had, I mean, she addressed that she had these suspicions mm-hmm. way before.
That's true. Yeah.
So
right.
it's only natural for somebody to take the steps necessary that mm-hmm. they feel necessary
but
to see
I'm
what
saying,
you're...
Well, yeah, but I'm saying on Clive's part, like, you didn't try to cover your tracks at all.
Here's my
but
thing.
But he might not have known.
I
you know how
say,
we are.
Come
like,
on.
It's late at night. Like, where did you think that he was going?
That's
like,
just,
did you...
Yeah.
He's a stockbroker. Like,
but also...
But like, she mentioned something about her going
doctor.
Out of town.
Yeah, she goes out,
she
out,
was
out
of
town.
Town.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think it just goes to prove that this relationship's crazy and she might just feed off of him cheating and then yelling at her and they go home and they're all better.
That's
so,
true.
True.
Yeah.
That's
it
true.
Was a messed up. It sounds
right.
like
yeah.
this is a
yeah.
habitual thing.
Right. She was going to say she made reference like
yeah.
this isn't the first time.
This is the sixth time this week I've picked him up at someone else's house.
Yeah. If she would have said that, I would have lost my
like,
everything.
Takes a leash out.
Everything.
Maybe he'll sleep with Priya next now that she's an available agent.
Hey,
just
there you
saying.
Go.
He
Never
seems
know.
To like the ethnic girls.
Did anybody feel... Did anybody feel sad for Maggie?
A little
no.
bit.
No.
A little
Here's
bit.
The thing. Here's
did.
The thing.
I did.
I liked him. No, I like... I like
all this
first of all, we never
like
Clive.
Today.
We never like Clive with for Maggie in the
That's
first
true.
Place. Here's my thing with Maggie. I love her as a person. She's the sweetest. I think that out of all the sisters, she has her stuff together in order to be in a relationship.
Which is why you should feel bad for her because she just slept with a married man.
I just need her to find the right person. And I never liked Clive with her in the
yeah.
first place. So at the end, I'm just like, I told you so. I don't feel bad. I
but Jackson's
so.
Not the right guy either, huh?
No.
But Maggie's so, you know, she's so like sweet and...
I know. I think she's more upset that, oh my gosh, I'm not a person that sleeps with married men. And
yeah,
he took that away right. from her.
And I think that she was, you know, this was good for her. She's like, you know what, I'm not going to date anybody at the hospital. Like, I'm, you know, I'm just mm-hmm. being my own person, trying to figure things out. Like, and when we first met him, he seemed like a genuine guy. Like, it seemed as if he was somebody that she needed to be
yeah.
with.
Mm-hmm. And she was liking the fact that he wasn't in the hospital.
Right.
And, you know, she met someone outside.
Right.
And
I'm glad Amelia happened. Suggested the game night.
Yes. yes.
Because without that, but that was a good sisterly thing to do. Mm-hmm. Like, we need to see him and things like that. Okay, so real quick, I mentioned, like, a segment. So we're going to, it's a working title.
Yes.
But, like, the best moment or who had the best line of the night.
Okay, real we'll quick.
Start with you, Timothy, yeah.
I'm going to say the person who had the best line. I'm going to go with Dr. Marie Saron when she said your mother would have been proud of you. Because I just love when they, like I said, bring it back to
Shady.
Ellis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Mine is 100% everything Jackson said at the end to Maggie. I love you.
I love you.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to have to agree
no,
with you.
Do it.
Jackson had me at, we can go to that Italian mm-hmm. restaurant that you really like.
Yeah.
And I was just like.
More specifically, mine was, let me take you on a proper
date.
It's 2018.
Yes.
Dates don't exist anymore.
That's a good line.
That is true.
Let me take
yes.
you on a proper
that
date.
That is true.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Well, we have a lot to look forward to next
yes.
week.
Yes. Yes.
and yeah. I can't wait. So we will see you guys next week. Thank you for joining us tonight. I'm Elle Marie. You guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Elle Marie TV.
And I'm Tori Broussard. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Tori_Broussard.
I'm Krista, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at KristaFlenge.
I am Timothy Michael. You can find me everywhere at I am Timothy Mike. And we know about the characters that are leaving. We will address the next episode.
Yes, yes.
We
will.
Yes.
Ran out of time.
Yes. Okay, guys.
See you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.